the co-director of Toy Story 2.
One of the Mastiffs is heading out.
What? Bring him to me. We get him, we get Snow Mountain.
Can we get a red cord to go with the red phone? Come on!
Next year.
This is fate. Mr. Scattergood came to Rock and Roll Park, found a band in need of a guitar player.
I think you ought to go up and meet him. Ask him to give you some guitar lessons.
Okay, I'll just...
That was a nutter.
Let's see what we got coming up next. Let's put you to good use.
All right.
Let's get into something that you did see.
Yeah.
Which is, what we got here? Oh, yeah. The Dog That Rocks. The Rock Dog. And this is a movie from the director of Toy Story 2.
Co-director.
Co-director of Toy Story 2.
The genius that made it happen.
he probably animated a shadow on me.
like me. Yeah. On Space Jam. Well, you know something? I don't know why he wouldn't want to come in and animate the whole thing. I mean, this is an epic story right here, Martin. I mean, you got a dog that's living out in the Himalayas, I guess. You know, he's a...
Tibet.
Tibet,
if Tibet you will. Mastiff.
There you go, a mastiff. That's mm-hmm. the dog species that he is. And, you know, mastiffs, they do their thing. They protect the herds, the goats and the sheeps and the livestock and things like that. But he's like, nah, Dan, that ain't the life for me. Nah, I want to rock. And Dad's like, I'll be down. You better get out there and watch them fucking goats. Shut your mouth. But then, and you know, he's about to do it too. He's about to go out there and say, all right, you know what? I know my place in life. I'm going to deal with it and make Pops happy. But then divine intervention gets in the way from the sky. A radio drops from a plane. Almost kills him. Lands right in front of him. And he picks his up. And what do you know? They plan the rock and roll. And... next to that radio just happens to be a guitar, too.
Yep, they both land perfectly.
And they land perfectly.
Not even broken.
It was fate that got in the way right there. And he said, you know something? Well, this is God telling me I got to do this. So
fuck you, Dad.
Fuck you, Dad. If God says I got to rock, then I got to rock. And roll while I'm at it, too. And Dad says, you know what? All right. I got you. Go to the big city. Go out there and fuck up. You'll be back.
Right.
Rumspringer.
Yeah. Yeah. And he goes out there to make it in the big city and to do the impossible. Goes out there to actually get the help of the biggest rock idol in the world, Angus. Angus Mac Steakenburger, whatever his name is.
Scattergood.
Scattergood.
Like Scuttleworth or something.
Voiced by Eddie Izzard. So here's the thing with the movie. I'm going to tell you right now. As an animator, it is my duty to come in and be harsh on this film. Mm-hmm. We already reviewed this once in Dallas. We did like a quick review of this. Mm-hmm. And I was a little harsh on it, and I will continue to be a little harsh on this because when you look at it, I mean, it's just some things I can't excuse. I mean, you're looking at this right here. It doesn't look that good. Let's just be honest. I mean, I know to the untrained eye it might look okay, but there's hardly the textures on here. Some of the stuff, like especially the environments, they look like a PlayStation 2 game. You know, just copy and paste grass and bushes. And most of all, I think that the character design, not on everything, but on a lot of things, I just think the character design is just weak. Because I'm looking at some stuff that they're doing here. I know it doesn't have the biggest budget in the world, but I'm looking at things that they have in here. And they just look bad. And I'm even looking at some of the stuff I can compare it to. If you want to know what it looks like those, we said this before, it looks like those knockoff DVDs that your grandma would get you because they right by
the checkout
yep. counter mm-hmm. and they cost $2.
Yeah.
And she, grandma can't see that good. So when these knockoffs, they just add a word or switch words around. Got grandma's ass with that. You know, like
Panda Kung Fu.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I'm not bullshitting. I've actually looked up some of them. Like, I love, and look, you almost got to give them credit for doing this. Like, with Up, the Pixar movie, like, I'm looking at, like, there's Up. Like, we got What's Up. I mean, they still got the same wow. character. They got all, and like, I like how they took the old man, the glasses off the old man and put on the little boy. You got Tang.
What's up?
Yeah, what's up? You can't sue us. That's what's up. No copyright. You got Tangled. They love that Up. They got Tangled Up.
Thought it was going to be called Nappy.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, well, you kind of close. You got Happy Feet. You got Tappy Feet.
Oh, you serious? Wow. Tappy Feet? And it's the same.
Oh, it's not the same font.
Almost the same font.
They couldn't afford that font.
Tappy Feet. The Princess and the Frog. Well, we got the Frog Princess. And this is my favorite run. They got Ratatouille and they got Ratatouille. They turned him into.
Oh, dude, that's the worst.
And they turned into a verb.
Their characters look like people in suits.
Yeah.
Furries.
Furries. Yeah. Look like something out of Five Nights at Freddy's or something.
Yeah.
I was joking, but I said we really should, you know, get Flash out and just work on the brown dude and the flying carpet. You know, the flying rug. You know, with this, you can go ahead and do your you know, your slumming bargain bin DVD thing. And nobody cares about that because it knows its place. Mm-hmm. But do not put this up on the big screen. It looks bad enough on a computer monitor.
It reminds me of the kind of 3D animation they do on a commercial for chocolate chips or something.
Yeah, the General.
Expecting Shaq to show up with them.
Well, not quite the General. Norman of North is more like the General.
Okay.
a little better than that, but like Tony the Tiger on some of these things.
Mm. Well, see, man, I wouldn't even go that far because I look at this and I think the character design is horrible on some things. They actually, that character, Angus, they took a cat head and put it on a stick figure.
Now, see, that's the thing. All the time you're talking about how terrible it is, I'm like, I don't know. It's just weak. Until you get to Angus, that is absolute dog shit.
Let me put it back. Angus is not even a well-drawn cat head on a stick figure.
On a stick figure.
It's like that cat was playing Hangman or something right there.
And I don't know why they make him such a big deal, a rock god, and yet he's only half the size of every other character in there.
I know.
It's like they had separate animators working on stuff. When they composited it all, they went, ah, shit, man, did you not get the specs? Well, we ain't got the money to fix it now.
Maybe he's supposed to be like Prince. Prince is like 4'10 or some shit. He's a tiny guy.
Yeah, I can get it. You know, I can get it, but it was just kind of like, man, y'all.
So don't you dare compare that. No,
I knew that was going to make you mad.
Nothing compares.
I'm trying to be cool because I feel like you don't know what you're doing. But
makes me want to take that cat and put him in purple right now.
Yep, do it, Sammy. Do it.
I wish you would.
When Martin cries. But man, they didn't have a big budget, but they ran out of every penny when they got to this fucking cat.
Yes,
right here.
Yes.
I was telling them in Dallas when we were watching the city, they could barely afford to give him elbows and knees. Like he was almost rubber hose animation. But then this is where I had to kind of backtrack, eat a little crow. Cause y'all were talking about, look, man, leave him alone. Back off. Stop picking on him. I'm like, what? Why y'all investing in this cat so much? Because y'all said, man, he's a drug addict.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
He's a heroin addict.
Y'all said he's on heroin. And then y'all say, like, yeah, I mean, he's strung out, man. And I looked at this and I was like, wow, that makes sense, especially when you see it in motion.
You see that? You are doing my nothing. I was this close to laying down a completely killer track, and you...
Are you Angus Scattergood?
No, I'm his gardener.
Oh, my gosh. I'm actually meeting Angus Scattergood gardener. This is... Sorry.
Let go of me, you stupid mutt.
Sorry. Could you give Mr. Scattergood a message from me?
Oh, I'll give him a message, all right. I will tell Mr. Scattergood all about you, but he will never, ever... be your music teacher. You gotta be sure about that, because you,
Mr. Gardner,
are an idiot, and you make all this noise. Oh, the gates are closing!
I looked at him, I was like, he really is strung out.
Yeah,
I actually had sympathy for him.
Because they make him like Mr. Burns. Every time he tries to use his strength, he has nothing there.
Yeah. You know, and looking at it, I actually I had sympathy for him. And it actually made the movie funny to me knowing that he was on drugs. Because I was looking at it because, you know, drug addiction is hilarious.
Because it's an animated train spotting.
Yeah. Because I was looking at it like, man, he's making drug addict noises.
Well, okay, so this is like another one of these on purpose American-Chinese collaborations to try to get into both markets.
Yeah.
And I guess from the Chinese side, they have a really outdated image of what a rock star is. Like, this is that 70s rock star who was on drugs all the time.
Yeah.
Where you don't, that's not even a thing anymore.
Yeah, no, they, on the rock and roll, they real outdated with this. It's like China, y'all about 30 decades, about 3 decades behind. You know, it's a... And that was the weird thing about it, because it's a movie that's made recently, but I didn't know if this sat on the shelf for about like 25 years.
It feels like it. Yeah.
Well, if you notice in the movie, did you notice this, Corey? Like, they don't. No one uses cell phones. They got those big brick phones.
Yeah.
When they record something, they're not using computers. They're using cassette tapes.
Yeah.
And I thought, man, maybe this. And I wasn't. I'm not joking. I thought, and plus the movie looks outdated. It looks like something that was made right after Toy Story, and somebody tried to cash in. It feels like something from '97. And I thought maybe they just sat on the shelf for like years.
That would explain a whole lot.
Yeah, it would.
Explain the co-director.
Yeah, exactly. I'm Ron High on Toy Story. Not going to make this.
Did you read how he wasn't supposed to direct it? He was supposed to just consult on it.
Oh, really?
And he said he consulted for so long, he just fell in love with it and went like, oh, just let me do it.
Oh, yeah, and the co-director is a guy. His name is Ash Brannon, and because this is a Chinese... This is a collaboration between the Chinese and America. And here he is right here, Ash Brannon. Looking at him here, I thought that maybe like the Chinese had his family hostage or something. That looks like the tape where he's like, and finally admitted, okay, I'll do Rock Dog. You know, because it really is baffling why he would do this, but I'm going to say something. It is a good reason why he did, and I'll talk about that in a little while. Well, there's money. But they benefited from having him here. And I will tell you why. Now, I will say this. I was hard on the movie when we were doing it because I was hungover. I mean, I didn't feel like hearing that shit that morning. And when I was watching it, just not amused and people getting the fights in the movie, in the theater. There was one kid, because the kids would like it. There was one kid who was rocking out so hard that he wouldn't sit down. And he wanted to, like, rock out in front of everybody. Like, he was in front of all these people. And the woman just finally turned around. She's like, you get your goddamn kid.
For real?
I'm not lying.
I never know what the protocol is.
Man, I'm not exaggerating. I know I've been known to exaggerate. I am in a kid's movie, 11 a.m. in the morning, where a woman actually looked at a parent and said to her, will you get your goddamn kid? Because she said, I'm trying to watch the movie. He is so rude. He keeps trampling on my feet and rubbing against my legs. And I have to admit, the kid was kind of out of control. Uh-huh. It was that kid that was screaming. You remember that kid that the woman had to take out?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the kid, because when she tried to, because the kid really wanted to rock.
No, because I was shocked. I was like, oh, somebody's actually taking their kid out of the theater?
She had, man, she said, I got to take this motherfucker out of here, because he was losing. He wanted to rock so hard.
It was the music in me. You can't hold me back.
You can't stop the power of my soul.
She clutched him, and that's when he let out that squeal.
She's trying to do Roger Daltrey.
It was funny when she took him out. She had to cover his mouth.
It's like a aggressive kidnapping.
Yeah. That kid did not see the conclusion of Rock Dog. And for I felt bad. Yeah. She was mad too. She's like, I want to see goddamn Rock Dog. You ruining it for me. And I actually thought about it. I was like, man, the movie's doing a lot of things. They're trying. Not doing it exactly well, but they're trying to put in things in there for adults. Drug humor. It's the rock and roll lifestyle. There's a lot of drug humor in here. Because I remember they had that yak or that gnu or whatever he was.
Gummer.
Who stayed high the whole time to the point where even the other characters are like, what the fuck are you talking about?
You've been hanging with rock legend Angus Scattergood?
Yep. Right on. Hanging with Angus.
He was not hanging.
Angus with Angus.
She's like, you on that shit again.
His name is, in Chinese, it means like a cool older brother. So like, it's also someone you say who's a stoner.
Well, in America, it means you high as hell. Yeah. But Gertz, you know something? You didn't get a chance to talk a whole lot. And I know you're looking forward to seeing this with us. So far, how do you feel about this, man?
The bar was set by Norm of the North because we saw the trailer for this, and I think I saw the trailer for this and I saw Norm of the North like a week later. And I was like, ooh, man. And for the first, I'd say like half hour where it's him in the Tibetan village in the Snowy Mountains, it's pretty much a straight ripoff of Kung Fu Panda. To the point where the first scene is done in that animation style.
Yeah, it is the same animation style.
It looks almost like Samurai Jack where there's no outlines. And it's actually probably the best looking animation in the movie too. And I remember when that started, I was like, this is a straight up ripoff. But if they actually kept this up, maybe this could surprise me. And that stops. And that goes into that kind of generic story we've seen before.
Yeah,
child not doing what his father or mother wants him to do.
Mm-hmm.
But it kind of picked up a little bit when it stopped ripping off Kung Fu Panda and started ripping off Zootopia when he goes to the city. Because the part that kind of works, for me at least, is him and the cat being together, because you got this back-ass country fuck and this asshole musician trying to get along, and they just don't. And
yeah,
there are a few moments here and there. It's like, you know, I could see this working if you like had a good team of writers on this, if you had better animators, because probably the best thing about it is the voice talent.
Yeah,
absolutely. And the thing is, even though I kept thinking how much it kind of sounded like there. Owen Wilson. It didn't really sound like Owen Wilson.
It's Luke Wilson.
It's Luke.
Yeah. Owen's like, hey man, I'm working.
That's what was throwing me off. I was just like,
Taylor too.
And I was like, I thought it said Owen Wilson. I was like, wait, what?
No, he's like, no, Luke ain't doing shit. Owen's like, hey man, I got a job.
Those AT&T commercials are done.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, the voice talent was the thing. I was like, you know what? I am impressed by what I'm hearing.
Yeah, and none of them sounded like they were phoning it in.
Mm-hmm. And it's a bad pun, but Sam Elliott as Fleetwood Yak.
Man.
You know, it's bad pun.
No, it's Sam Elliott as the narrator from The Big Lebowski.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, he does well at that. I know.
I got to stop you on, you say nobody sounded like they were phoning it in. Kenan Thompson was awful with his voice acting.
You are right.
He was awful.
He stood out.
You're right. You know something?
But that whole subplot with the wolves, like, we haven't even talked about that.
Oh, yeah.
Because it doesn't really fit in with everything.
It didn't need to be there.
This whole thing with the wolves now, with Kenan Thompson, I didn't want to make a big deal about it, but you know, it almost feels like the obligatory black voice that we have in every cartoon, where you know, we need the sassy character.
They could have done better.
Yeah.
Much better.
You know, because you see that a lot. You know, we need, especially since that's supposed to be like streetwise.
No, I know. We do see that a lot. I wasn't thinking that with him. He just seemed to be just like, I don't know, just a dumbass henchman.
Yeah. You know what? I don't think he's terrible, but it is. It does really show, because his partner don't talk.
Yeah.
And it's like, hey man, you know, your friend is a lot funnier than you are, and he ain't saying shit.
A standard kidnapping is too much for you, dude.
We were this close, but he gave Scars the slip. Yeah, that guy's crafty.
Okay, you knuckleheads. You're gonna scour every square inch of this city, eyes peeled. I don't want you to blink until you find him.
You know what? I'm not blinking already. Hello? Hello? What, you didn't get one for me?
Hell no. You know, I actually did feel a little bad for him, but with that one line right there, because his friend doesn't say shit, but his friend is kind of an asshole.
But if you want to do that, like,
he never listens to what he's saying. You know, he's always doing his own thing. You know, if anybody take a fall, he ain't gonna speak up for him.
True.
And that was Louis Black as the head wolf,
who I liked a lot.
But you know, that's the thing about it. I actually like the voices. Even Kenan Thompson didn't bother me that much. And that's a credit to going back to Ash Brannon, because I think Ash Brannon was given a project that was on the cheap. The script was very weak. But as an animation director, he did manage to put in some funny gags, visual gags. I think that, you know, as far as some of the voice acting in this, it's probably because he knows visual cues that he needs with the action, so he directed these voice actors well. I think that there's a lot of visual gags that go on with some of the plot when it's not even working. But this thing with the wolves, man, that's the biggest thing. These characters are here just for a laugh, not for your emotional investment, not for you to even hate them. They just there to say something cute and move the hell on.
Because they disappear for a long period in the film.
Wolves,
you
know? Yeah.
You forget that they were ever there. Yeah. They're back, you're like, oh yeah.
Yep.
And all they do, the whole thing between the wolves and the dogs is just kind of like, just look at it, pictures of each other, like, oh, I don't like that guy. And that's the development. That's all you get right there. And with the resolution for the wolves, what makes that story even worse is the resolution for the wolves. Now here's the deal. You think that
power of rock.
You think that rock dog, whose real name is Bodie, but you think that rock dog is about to defeat the wolves with the power of rock. Like he's getting set up.
Yeah.
You think he's about to have a light show? He's about to put on a concert. And then he strums and plays one chord, some blue light comes out of his guitar, and the wolves just float away smiling.
Yeah.
I'm like, you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
For real? You play a chord?
Mm-hmm.
And you're looking at a race on the poster, and they just float away high as hell. I'm like, oh, well, he got us.
You got the touch. You got the power.
I'm like, Rob. rock for a rock dog. You sure didn't rock very hard, man.
No.
Unplugged cord. Over.
Yeah, man.
Hey, he pulls. So who's that chick that's always coming out and leaving in the middle of a concert? The one that's showing up late all the time used to be the Fugees.
Lauryn Hill.
Yeah. Yeah, he put a Lauryn Hill. Well, that's it, ladies and gentlemen. Good night. Yeah. You better get back out and do some fucking shows for me.
Yeah. But if you put on like a Tenacious D show, that would have been awesome.
Yeah. But Corey.
This is one of the movies that when we watched this and when we reviewed this back in Dallas, I said, wow, this is something that belongs on Netflix. Mm-hmm. It looks like something that belongs on Netflix. And even the little girl that was sitting next to me is like, yep. Netflix, daddy. She's like, no, this is a normal movie.
No, daddy, Netflix.
I was like, all right, I guess she's right. But yeah, man, I went into this and I said, hey, as long as it's not Norm of the North, it's most likely going to get something at least better than a fuck you, which is not. It's not Norm of the North. I'm glad it's not that. And I'm glad for you it's not that. Just Jesus. But yeah, it was something where it felt just so uninspired. Mm-hmm. The majority of the voice acting is good, but goddamn Kenan Thompson sticks out like a sore thumb.
Yeah.
The animation, it's far from the best, and it's not the worst. Again, it's not Norm of the North, and it's not a Barnyard, which is another one. I was like, Jesus Christ, I can't stand looking at this shit. But it is, you could tell where they spent more time on certain characters over the other ones, certain landscapes and backgrounds over the others. And at the end of the day, the story, it just feels generic and washed out and bored. Yeah. It's a ripped off story.
Yep.
Yeah, it's pieces from a much, much, much better movies.
Yeah, movies.
Yeah.
That's the key word.
Stuck together. And yeah, it's a Netflix movie. It's something more suited for putting on TV for your kids to watch when you need them to be quiet.
Yeah.
While you're focusing on other things. I will say, sitting in the theater, it wasn't like I was sitting there angry. Mm-hmm. It was like, yes, my time's being wasted, but I'm here. I'm not mad about it. But I did notice how I never got anything more than a, like just not one single solid laugh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What would you give it, man?
I give it a rental.
Yeah. How about you?
Rental.
Yeah. What about you?
Rental.
Yeah. And you know, rental.
I mean, but you know, this movie they need to send a bouquet of flowers to Norm of the North.
Oh man, you know the thing. See that? It's funny. Cause this movie, Norm saved y'all's ass, man.
Yeah, he did.
Because this is the barometer for bullshit, right? That dancing bear.
He's like dislocating his shoulders. Look at that shit.
And look at that animation of those people.
Yeah, people. Wow, that bear looks like shit.
And so do we.
Yeah, they really do.
Like, and look at that animation there. It's so choppy.
Yeah. I know. They don't. Yeah.
God damn, y'all.
This is
you're supposed to render that
man,
shit.
They put Rob Schneider in it. You think this is gonna put money into that movie?
You know what Norm of the North is? Norm of the North is when they take a barely passable a DreamWorks film that's at the movies, and then Nickelodeon buys it and puts it on their channel, and of course they got to go several grades down.
Yup.
And it looks like this.
Like
except
Barnyard.
Norm of the North looks worse.
It does.
Yeah.
This looks like an episode of Jimmy Neutron.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck that. This looks like one of those Captain Crunch video games you would get in a box of cereal. That's what Norm of the North looks like.
Yeah, Norm saved y'all's ass. Because if Norm wasn't there, we probably would have gone to bullshit. Because I'm going to tell you, one of the things I also don't like is when they take a property, and the property's probably better than what they did with the movie, because they softened this down. I was telling everybody, this is based on a graphic novel. The guy that wrote the screenplay and got this going and produced, this is based on this graphic novel where Rock Dog is a real rock dog. He ain't like some, you know, some country bumpkin or what'd you say?
Back-ass country fuck.
There you go. Like, he's actually out in the city.
That's strip club.
Look, yeah. He's actually having sex with groupies and shit, you know?
Yeah. Non-news joke. That's a club.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I thought you were joking. Like,
look up in the corner.
Wow.
Look at it right there.
Wow. Rock Dog is hard in the graphic novel, man.
Yeah.
And, you know, they soften it down for little kids in the movie. I really hate when they do that.
What, are they going to show the kids the strip club?
Yeah.
and the fetish leather gear?
You're like Felix the Cat.
Yeah. I mean, they rocking hard. I mean, you can see the cocaine dust on their fingers and everything. I mean, he's a real rock dog here. He's just like, you know, a country mouse going to the city. And so this...
The guy who did the graphic novel, he's one of the producers on the film.
That's what I was saying. Yeah, yeah, that's how he got this going. So, man, but hey, you know, he's like, shit, I need money.
I guess so.
Rock Dog ain't really selling out at the comic book store.
I wonder what the process was, how much of his soul he had to sell off piece by piece to watch his vision go from where it started to what it became.
You know what? He just got beaten to submission.
I know. We rewrote the script. We did some redesigns on the characters. Well, this doesn't look like them at all.
Look, nothing. No.
Man, look, I'm in the business. I know what works. I know what sells.
Yeah, why is he wearing a sock on his head?
He's right Chinese, now? Right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because it would be like, all right, we changed it. We're going to kill you. There you go. Yeah. Ain't no coercing or money or
backwoods country fuck, yes. Sounds good to me.
That's what I meant when I wrote it.
Funny how you know my vision better than me. But, man, yeah, this is, as everybody has said, this is something really, it is cute is the best way to describe it. It is something for your kids to just flutter in front of the TV because like a moth because there's a bright light going on.
Yeah.
You know, it's just something for them to just kind of be attracted to. It is a rental, but barely a rental. I mean, it's just, it really is something there. It does not belong in the theater at all.
This will be on Netflix really soon.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and here's the thing about it. It's a failure over in China.
Yeah.
It's cost $60 million to make over in China, and I think they made $5 million, making it a certified failure right there. So
how many of these have we had? This and Great Wall.
And, but even though Great Wall is doing good in Europe, so it's made some money. Sure, more than Rock Doll's going to make. You want to know how much this belongs on television, on the home market? Because and I told this in Dallas. Google tried to keep us from going to the theater.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah, Maps.
We were using Google Maps, and Martin and I ended up everywhere. Like, we were about, like, 20 minutes away from the theater.
Yeah.
Because Martin came in, like, did you get fucked up by Google? I was like, yeah, she messed with me, too.
She messed with me, too.
Yeah.
I was saving you.
Yeah, because it was like going, like, it's right there. I'm like, no, it's not. There's no building there at all. It's the lot.
And we tried to deal with no old-ass dog. And fucking what? God damn it.
Oh, that's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, they set us up. They're like, it's going to be puppies there and everything. We got there is one old ass dog barking at nothing.
I love how you described it. It looked like one of those dogs you'd see an old man have sitting next to him on the porch outside.
Yeah. About old man's whittling.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like, no one wants to pet that dog.
Oh, dude, did you notice something in this movie where they didn't have any licensed tracks in here? There was one song, but it was a cover.
There were three songs that were.
No, there were two. Yeah, there were two songs in here that were covers, and then there was one that was a flat out cover. That's because I had to go look this up. I looked it up. There were no legit songs in here.
Okay, well that cover band did a good job.
It sounded good to me.
Talk about the Foo Fighters.
Yeah,
that did not sound like Dave Grohl. The second we came out of that theater, I was like, that is not Dave Grohl.
I was hungover, man. Shit, like I said, I had a chance to go to a titty club, man. Google stopped me in the parking lot of a strip club. You sure you don't want to go here, man? It was almost like Google was telling my. Now you know your black ass is too damn old to be going to see Rock Dog this morning. I'm trying to help y'all. Turn around. Last chance. I like the way my phone just cut off. You know what? Do what you want to do.
Yeah. I'm not watching this shit.
Going into a Shell station. Hey, you know where Rock Dog is playing?
What? Yeah, it's right here.
Get out of here. Oh.
Turning to Get Out.
Yeah.
Get out.
It's the answer to the question of my life.